Well, we'll go back a step, Matt. The TOs, having secured the rights to their land, are now keen to use these land assets to develop commercial economies as foundations for their future. This will enable them to stay on their country and participate on their own terms in this greater Australian economy. It's a very, very important part of the future, not just for Aboriginal people, but the Northern Territory economy as well.
So these water licences, they're for agricultural use. Can you give us an idea of what's been thought about in terms of cropping?
Well, it's a very significant economic opportunity. It could, depending on the pursuit, and that's yet to be decided. We've got some broad brush ideas, and we've had to do some business planning to secure the water licences. But as you know, business plans can change depending on circumstances and time. So it could develop anywhere between 600 and 1,000 hectares of farming country, which is really significant.
And I appreciate it's early days, but are there any crop preferences?
We've modelled up a whole range of different crops, including fodder, high-value fruit crops, vegetable crops. A whole range of crops have gone into the modelling. But as you would appreciate, this can change depending on what, the market's doing when we come time to plant down. Also critical to this is the business model going forward will be around one of where we use like anchor tenants. We'd want to use established farmers as anchor tenants to provide an environment for locals to participate in, so that they can, gradually build their own capacity and ability to be able to participate, fully in their own right. So these particular anchor tenants will come with their own cropping agendas, and we will be absolutely amenable to those because, if we're serious about having tenants and being good, landlords, we need to be able to, or the Aboriginal people, the TOs, need to be able to be amenable to those types of pursuits,
The establishment of Top End Farms, this company that's working sort of on behalf of the TOs, can you just tell us a little bit more about that company and who's involved?
Top End Farm and Centre Farm are one and the same.
Yep.
South of Elliot in the CLC region, the organisation trades as Centre Farm. North of Elliot in the Northern Land Council region, it trades as Top End Farm.
Right.
We're one and the same organisation. After having been established for a decade in the centre, the Northern Land Council wanted to do something similar, so they basically called us in, fully understanding that we've got a grasp on land development for commercial, commercial land development, and have a really good grasp of what the needs and wishes of the TOs are. And that's critical to all of this.
Yeah, and it's working on behalf of three Aboriginal land trust groups.
Three land trusts.
Yep.
Absolute land parcels are still to be determined. We've got to work with the TO groups now to work out where the Section 19 leases are going to be, where they're going to be excised out of these land trusts. But clearly, they will need to be clear of sacred sites, and they will need to be where the TOs want commercial pursuits to happen. Secondly, they need to be as proximate as we can have to good roads and power.
Are you hoping to do some land development this year?
We would love to. It all depends on funding and whether we can, the first thing that needs to happen are bore fields need to be sunk and, that's not cheap. But the plan would be for us to get cracking as soon as possible, Matt.
And do you believe this is the start of many Indigenous ag projects?
Over the last 3 years, in the Northern Land Council region and prior to that, done a huge amount of work in the Central Land Council region, identifying where all the opportunities are. There are a lot of opportunities in the Northern Land Council region, and we already know where they are in the Central Land Council region. We don't believe there'll be large monocultures happening of single crops. We just don't believe that's possible. But there'll be like a matrix approach, where we might have a couple of hundred hectares here, 500 in another place, 1,000 in another place. And they'll all add up to a significant economic boost for the Northern Territory and an opportunity for traditional landowners and Aboriginal people generally to really, really, really benefit from it.